That's brand new music from Chuck W. Chapman. Chuck W. Chapman with Torn. Absolutely love that song. We debuted that here on Quartz in Session a couple weeks ago, and that song is starting to get more and more requests. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. This is Quartz in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for the great requests. Got a bunch still to get to. And in that set of music, we got one out of the way that was the most requested song of the evening. We started the set off with Black Sabbath going back to 1981 for Mob Rules with Voodoo. And the most requested song going out to Eric and Jack in Mars, listening online at WRCT.org. Brad and Jack, downtown Pittsburgh. Brian in Wexford. Mike in Highland Park. Alex in Verona. And Nick in Cambria County. That's pretty cool. Listening online at WRCT.org. Everyone requesting the latest Ted Nugent single, just blowing up the show tonight. Born in the Motor City. And I'll tell you what, I was at that show, and I got to tell you, absolutely most fun show of 2022. Not for those with sensitive ears, I'll tell you what, but Ted Nugent was on fire. And I'll tell you what, his antics, his stage performance, just amazing. But in the middle of that show, it just struck me what an underappreciated guitarist he is. He is a fantastic guitarist, and you don't hear enough people talk about that because he's such a big star in his own right in other ways. But man, one of the most underrated guitarists out there, and playing hollow body jazz guitars that you don't see rock and rollers play usually. And the tone he gets out of there is just amazing. Great, great, great show. Lots of requests tonight for the latest Ted Nugent, Born in the Motor City. Then from one of my favorite supergroup bands of the late 2000s, with one of the dumbest rock and roll band names, from the band X-Rated. Come on, guys. You couldn't do better than that. X-Rated. Are we in sixth grade? Joe Lynn Turner, Carmen Appice, just a great band, did only one album, title track to the album You Are the Music. No, let me rephrase that. The name of the album was called X-Rated, name of the band X-Rated. The track you heard was You Are the Music, Joe Lynn Turner on those great vocals. And then the latest from Chuck W. Chapman. So I was shopping at the Attic Record Store in Millvale, one of this show's sponsors. Phenomenal record store where I get a lot of the stuff I play on the air. And I came across this import of demos of T-Rex. And I took it home. I'm a big T-Rex fan. And I was listening to it, and it made me realize that listening to these demos was almost as if I was friends with Mark Bolan, and he called me over to his living room for a drink as he was strumming some new ideas for new songs. So I'm going to play a demo track from this album. And it's coming from the Tanks album from back in 1974. Give this a listen. Imagine you're in the living room with members of the band T-Rex listening to the song before it was released. And then we'll play how it actually came out back in 1974. Give this a listen. It'll be a lot of fun. This is Rapids.
Mother said, clean out your head, boy, don't lay wisdom on my child. Her mother said, clean out your head, boy, don't lay nothing on my child. She just stood like the rabbits and I was like a newborn child. Her father said, up your wall, boy, go kick cans along the street. The father said, clean up your feet, boy, go and find some unkilled meat. He was like a rabbit and I was like a newborn child.
This is Henry Paul from Blackhawk. Turn up the radio with EJL on WRCT, Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Southern wind. Where it leads to, I don't know. She's gone as far as I can see. Looking out on a southern sky, watching all the clouds roll by, I know they'll bring her back to me. Oh, her memory, like a ghost still haunting me. If she ever comes back again, it'll be on a southern wind.
So honored to be here to celebrate Willie's 85th birthday, one of my favorite humans in the world. So nice to be here with you guys. Willie said one time that a good song is nothing but three chords and the truth. I don't know if he made that up, but I heard him say it. And this next song right here, it's got three chords in it, and it's a true story about one night that I got to hang out with Willie. It all started when the show was over. And we were in a big line. Everybody had their arms around each other. We're getting ready to take a bow. And everybody else was saying things like, hey, that was a great show, man. And, you know, beautiful crowd tonight. And, you know, it's best ever, all that kind of stuff. And then Willie's right next to me, and he leans over and he says, hey, you want to go to my house and play some poker? And I said, hell yeah. Sounds amazing. So this is a song I wrote. It's called Willie Got Me Stoned and Took All My Money. There you go. Willie got me stoned and took all my money. I was $50 up, but then my mind went funny. It didn't really help that I didn't know the rules of the game. And it probably didn't help that I couldn't remember my name after Willie got me stoned and took all my cash. One high-low split, but then he kicked my ass. He gave me knuckles across the table, but then my mind went blurry. And just like a puff of smoke, all my cash went up in a hurry after Willie got me stoned, took me for everything I had. I had to walk home, I had no money for a cab. I didn't have the heart to ask anybody for a ride. And nobody in the room seemed any condition to drive after Willie got a stone. He took away my mind. He sent me back to the kiddie table, he took away my pride. And now I'm sitting here with my band again, just feeling like a joker. Just thinking about how bad I really suck at playing poker. And thinking about my pockets, was Willie the one who broke them? And would I really take a toke if they rolled Willie up and they smoked him? Hell yes, I would. And I know it might sound funny, but Willie got me stoned and took all of my. Willie got me stoned and took all my money. Willie got me stoned and took all my money. Hell yes, I would. And I know it might sound funny, but Willie got me stoned and took all. Sing along with me. Of my. Willie got me stoned and took all my money. Willie got me stoned and took all my money. Hell yes, I would. And I know it might sound funny, but Willie got me stoned and took all of my money. Right on. Have a great night, you guys. Nice to be here with you. Thank you.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
Good hot dog, yeah.
I guess everybody knows you around here now.
How many hot dogs do you sell a day?
200.
200?
Yeah.
Master of Sagra.
How much is it?
How much is it? All together?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And $3, $2. $2.
Charge him double.
$6.50, $2. Altogether.
A little south, huh?
I want none of that, some of that.
$35.
$45?
You eat your own hot dog?
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. That was a request for the band Elephant's Memory with Hot Dog Man, going out to Mike in Oakland. I'll tell you what, they don't make rock and roll album covers like they used to. The entire band, men and women, are naked on the cover, wearing nothing but body paint. Wow. Okay then, great tune though. That was a lot of fun. Elephant's Memory. Can't actually find a year on this record. You know, a lot of albums prior to 1970 didn't actually list the year. You got to do research on the internet, but I'm going to guess that that's probably 1969, 1970, somewhere in that range. Elephant's Memory going out by request to Mike in Oakland. Before that, live Jack Johnson, Willie Got Me Stoned, true story. And a request going out to Tom and Irwin, listen online at WRCT.org. The latest from Henry Paul and the guys in Blackhawk with Southern Wind. Been playing that for the last month or so, and I still love that track. That is a great tune. Open it up with a double shot of T-Rex, a demo, a home demo he had recorded preparing to go into the studio, followed by the studio version of the song Rapids, going back to 1974. So what's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? Not much. But one of those things is 2 hours. Talking about 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour, you can join Steve here on WRCT every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues. And he knows what he's doing. He's a blues scholar. You listen to his show once, you'll be hooked. And you'll know what I'm talking about because he goes deep. He goes rare. Good, good, good stuff. 8 to 10 p.m. here every Monday night. WRCT, the Deep Blues Hour. So we're getting near the end of the show, but we got time for, a couple, if not three more songs. I got two requests I got to get to coming up. We've got some Nazareth and Greg Kinn. But I mentioned at the top of the show that my oldest son got his first rock and roll gig this past weekend. Super proud of him. Opened up the St. Raphael's Weekend Church Bazaar, took the stage, hid from the promoters that it was his first gig. Not kidding, he kept it a secret because he told me, Dad, if they know it's my first gig, they're not going to let me take the stage. Well, he killed it. I don't know what was more amazing, the performance he gave or the gaggle of teenage girls that were jumping up and down and yelling for him. He's got it going on, and I was real proud. But one of the best songs he did all night was a cover of this next song I'm going to play. This is Richie Sambora, Every Road Leads Home to You. Going back to 1980 from the Malice in Wonderland album on a mono pressing on 45. That was Nazareth with Hearts Grown Cold. And for those Southern rockers out there, the same year, Blackfoot, Ricky Medlock and Blackfoot would cover the same tune and speed it up on their Siogo album. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Courts in session is now. Courts adjourned. Thank you for joining me tonight. It's been a ball. Let's get back together next Thursday night at 8 p.m. If you missed any part of tonight's show, you can catch it again in half an hour coming at you out of the West Coast on 1033WWRO.com. You can hear a replay of tonight's show this upcoming Monday here on WRCT at noon, from noon to 2:30. And Monday evenings on stnradio.com at 9. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Remind you to take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
That I can touch. Someone that late at night. turn the mic over to Mr. James Cotton. I'm gonna do some blues for you right now.
We're gonna come down with a little blues, a little slow, low blues. It's the blues, it's the blues here. Wasn't even excited about our wedding ring. When it comes to our marriage, I didn't see the mouth of her. Johnny wanna say the same.
You got it.
You gonna keep on fooling around, James Cotton. This one's gonna even.
I'm gonna check my body.
that you most ever seen.
Oh yeah, go ahead now.
She sleep with ice pick in her hand.
Yeah.
And she flies on. This big road by myself. And now I can't carry you, baby. You know I'm gonna have to carry
you. You're gonna have to use somebody else, I bet you.
Somebody else. Cause I've been dealing with the devil. Me, Johnny. Me, Johnny.
Walking around the corner and get a pimp, everybody in my car's gonna Got a new one for you by Guitar Slim called Done Got Over It. You with Willie? You got it, Willie, you got it now. Go ahead on, that's it. This is in G, by the way. Well, I done got over it. Alone, I done got over it. Alone, I done got over it. Alone, I done got over it. Yeah. then got over it.
Thank you. Coming up, and one of the events is from the Western Pennsylvania Black Political Assembly, Saturday, April 2nd, 2022, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Wyndham Pittsburgh University Center, which is located at 100 Linton Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. And it's their annual fundraiser. Their fundraiser, and tickets can be purchased by going to their website at info@allapgh.com. For more information, go to info@allapgh.com. Okay, you can email them at that address. And there are tickets available. And that's from the Western Pennsylvania Black Political Assembly. So that's some information there for you. Coming up next weekend, it's a massive music weekend here at WRCT Pittsburgh. And we have music that you've heard before or never heard before. A lot of different specials coming up between Friday and Sunday. So be sure to stay tuned to this station right here, 88.3 FM, or www.wrct.org for all the details. Today there is an event coming up around 6 p.m., and that event is the event on the conversation about his current exhibition, Who Are You? The Black Yoo-Hoo Gardeners and Farmers of Pittsburgh Co-op will provide a farmer's market with planting and kits provided by Soul Sisters Plant Nursery. And other events include story time with Latia Buck, with the reading of Amber Learns the Alphabet, and a performance by the Cam Chambers and Band. And quarterly community days is sponsored by UPMC and the UPMC Health Plan. So that's it for now.
Change.